I don't know about you, but there's a question that's been bothering me on and off for a while. And it's, are we an angrier, more intolerant, more impatient society than we used to be? I don't have any statistics to share. I don't have any data other than personal experience. But I'll give you an example. So, not long ago, I cut somebody off on my way into the gas station. It was an accident. Our cars did not collide. It was my fault. I gave them that little hand wave that says, "Hey, I'm sorry," and mouths, "I'm sorry." And they followed me into the gas station and started screaming at me. Now, I don't know whether she had intended to get I don't know if she intended to fill up her tank or if she was just so angry that she decided that it made sense to follow me in and then berate me. But I was surprised by this. I was surprised that she wasted her time yelling at me. I ignored her probably, for a good minute and a half before I finally responded. And maybe that infuriated her more, but I didn't want it to escalate. And if you know me, I'm unfiltered. And you know that I'm gonna turn around eventually and say something. And I did. I ignored her. I looked at her, I said, "I apologized and I'm sorry," and then she kept going. And then I said, "I'm not talking to you anymore." And when I said I'm not talking anymore, she called me a fucking asshole. And I just responded, "Well, you're just an angry," and then I use that C word that makes some women cringe. And I did it off the cuff, and it's not a word that I'm afraid to use. I don't use it very frequently at all. I sort of save it for situations like that. So maybe I'm a bad guy for using it. But her eyes bugged out, and she really started screaming at me, and she pulled out her cell phone and said she was gonna call her boyfriend or husband or whoever, and he was gonna come get me. And I sat there thinking about how a simple mistake had led to this. I had accidentally cut her off. I had apologized for doing so. She followed me in. She berated me. I told her that I didn't want to engage with her, and she insisted. And when she insisted, that's where, I finally sort of, let that bomb fly. And then we had this whole incident where, what does she expect me to do when she says that she's calling her boyfriend? It's really sort of interesting to me because it places an awful lot of faith in that I'm not crazy and that I'm not going to pull a gun or a bat out of the car, that I'm not going to try and hurt her or him. And, is she hoping I'm going to run away? Is she really hoping that I'm going to stay? Is there really going to be a guy who's going to come? Part of me is somebody who likes watching people. Part of me wanted to sit around just to see what would happen. I did not wait because, I just don't need the trouble. I'm not interested. But I really was sort of curious as to whether she had actually called somebody and what would happen when he show up. I had like if it was a sitcom, some guy who, some gorilla who's 8 feet tall would come show up, or it'd be a man who's like, 2 feet tall. It'd be some exaggeration. But it really, circling back, I've heard more of my friends and family relate similar stories and sort of seen these things going on. And I just wonder, have we become a more impatient, intolerant, society than we used to be? What do you think?